This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep with a story about real estate. The Obama administration wants Israel to stop new construction in Jewish settlements in the West Bank. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has refused to do so. That has placed some strain on relations and, as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, it's also boosted demand for apartments in the West Bank.
Israel's recent settlement activity reminds some observers of the old joke about traffic lights. A young boy is asked if he knows what the lights mean, and after considering his parents' driving habits, he says yes, he does. Red means stop, green means go, and yellow means go really fast. In Male Adumim, the modern pristine settlement in the hills east of Jerusalem, developers have seen the yellow light of U.S. pressure and are responding with a mini rush on apartments. The sounds of construction ring out across the red rock hills of the West Bank. They can be heard in the Bedouin camps in the valleys below, where Palestinians fear the ever-increasing settler population will soon squeeze them out. Here in Male Adumim, in a trailer with a faux log cabin front, Beth Gordon wraps up a discussion with a real estate agent about a possible place for her kids, still living back in the States. She's lived here in Male Adumim for 3 years and is still enchanted by the clean streets, good schools, and gorgeous scenery.
And what people call settlements sometimes are a little deceiving, because I ask people that I know in the States, well, what do you think a settlement is? And they say, well, I picture this little caravan up on a hilltop. And I said, you have to come to Male Adumim and visit us.
Real estate agent Ayalon Cohen says right now he's selling 6 to 10 units a month up there with the fastest growing towns in Israel. Talk of a freeze, it seems, is very good for business.
There's a lot of demand. A young couple that wants to buy in Jerusalem cannot afford to do so. We were selling the four-room apartments for 840,000 shekels, but because of Obama's statements and the whole freeze, the price went up to 950,000 shekels.
Even with the price increase brought on by the uncertainty over future settlement construction, both the cost of buying and the cost of living are lower here than in many Israeli cities. While Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is fond of defending natural growth in the settlements, that is, growing families needing more living space, official Israeli statistics show that 4 in every 10 people who move into a settlement do so for economic, not family reasons. Anti-settlement activists have argued that the settlement project is a systematic attempt to make a two-state solution for Israelis and Palestinians unworkable, and they say there's nothing natural about settlement growth. But the reality is more complicated than that, because the early fears of those opposed to settlements and the hopes of settlement supporters are now being realized. A new generation has grown up calling the settlements home. And if some of them now realize that they grew up in unnaturally privileged surroundings, thanks to government subsidies and the constant presence of the army, well, that's all they've ever known. And why shouldn't they want to live near their families? 30-year-old Maya and her husband Shaka recently moved with their 3 children into a shiny new 4-bedroom apartment. Maya says having grown up here, Male Adumim was always their first choice when it came time to find their own place. Of course, she doesn't mind the economic advantages.
No, it's not the same price. I would never have been able to buy a house like this in Jerusalem. We have a lot of friends who've moved here, and of course the price is very significant.
Mayor Benny Kashriel is a friendly, aggressive defender of Male Adumim's right to expand. He says he's down to his last 450 units that have prior government approval for construction, and they'll soon be exhausted. He says President Obama's pressure tactics will bring a backlash from settlers in the West Bank, for which he prefers the biblical names Judea and Samaria.
And now we're 280,000 people in Judea and Samaria. We'll be together against him, we'll demonstrate, etc., and we will not let our government to compromise with him.
Palestinians hope President Obama will be able to rein in the settlers, but they say so far they haven't seen anything that gives them real hope. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, on the West Bank.
And we'll return to the West Bank tomorrow, visiting with members of a Bedouin tribe wedged between 2 growing Jewish settlements.